我在说你是一个怎样的领袖，就影响了你自己和你周围的人蒙福的度量。
And I will say again, the manner of leadership that you exhibit will determine how much people, how much the people around you would be blessed.
第一个，尼希米是一个敬畏神，他是一个祷告的人。
Number one, Nehemiah is the one who fears God and a man of prayer.
你很难想象一个隔了五代的人会对千里之外的人有这么强的感受。
I hardly imagine someone who's thousands of miles away from Jerusalem, so many generations away, that he would still be passionate concerning the people of God.
这个感受之所以这么强烈，因为他爱神，他跟神的关系是真实的。
This passion is genuine and real because he loves God and his relationship with God is real.
而且这样子的说法，你从他是一个祷告的人就可以得到证明。
And the fact that looking at the way he prays, you know that he is a man of prayer. It's a witness of his character.
尼希米记至少记载了17次他的祷告，你可以回家把它找出来。
And 17 times, Nehemiah has written about his prayer, how he prayed to God.
很多的祷告根本前后文不能够连在一起的，他就开始祷告了。
And a lot of prayers in this book that you see what's happening before he prayed and what happened after he prayed, they don't seem to connect, but he was praying.
最明显的例子就是在第四章，当多比亚在这里嘲笑他，你们盖的是什么城墙，狐狸上去都会倒的。
And very vividly, chapter 4, Tobiah was laughing and mocking at them. What kind of wall are you guys building? If the fox jump on it, it'll fall.
弟兄姊妹，如果你今天写你的日记哈，别人这样嘲笑你，说狐狸上去都会倒了，你底下写的接着写什么？
Imagine if you're journaling today and somebody comes and mocks you in such a manner, what would you write in your journal?
你发现圣经上当他引用完多比亚的话，他接着就说：“我们的神啊，求你垂听，因为我们被藐视。”
And so he begins to pray in verse 4, "Hear, O our God, for we are despised."
多比亚的羞辱跟他的祷告中间没有任何别的字，根本就接在一起的。
And so the works of mockery from Tobiah has nothing to do with what was happening, but you see that it's connected by his prayer.
他是一个随时随处多方祷告的人。
He is a person that is praying at all places and all time.
没有一个领袖被神用，他跟神的关系是不真实的，他的祷告生活是随便的。
There's not a leader that is used by God, that his relationship isn't genuine with God, that his prayer life is just casual.
就像一个年长的弟兄说，祷告生活失败，他就什么都失败。
And there's a brother that tells us that if a man fails in his prayer life, then he will fail at all things.
所以尼希米的第一件事情，他是一个祷告的人。
So foremost, we see Nehemiah as a man of prayer.
第二个，他是在世界，但是却不属于世界的。
Secondly, he is a man that is in the world, but not of this world.
所以你可以看见，当他听到这个消息的时候
，So we see that as he hears of the news.
他明明是在王宫里面。
He was obviously living in a palace.
王信任他到一个地步，让他做酒证。
The king trusted him to the extent that he is the cupbearer.
你不要把这个跟电视上那些酒吧在卖酒的人混在一起。
Please do not confuse him being a cupbearer with being a bartender.
王啊，把俘虏用来帮他调酒，说到对他多信任。
And this king.Has taken someone who is a captive, who is a slave, to be his cupbearer. He has to have tremendous trust in this person.
他连他自己国家的人都不信任，因为随时人可以害他的。
He didn't even trust the people of his own nation because they might want him dead.
弟兄姊妹，这个人是得到王信任的人。
And this man was trusted by the king.
他在王面前自由进出。
He can freely move about in the presence of the king.
但是他的心却在神家身上。
But we discover that his heart is on the house of God.
所以他人可以在世界，但是他不属于世界。
He is in the world, but he is not of this world.
所以神呼召我们的时候就说 ，Let my people go to serve me. 容我的百姓去。为的是要侍奉我。
That's why we see in the Word of God, God would cry out and say, "Let my people go, that they may serve me."
我们为的在 Silicon Valley 找到工作，我们感谢神。
We thank God that we have a great job here in Silicon Valley.
但是我们绝对不容许我们的工作成为我们的捆绑和陷阱。
But we will never allow our secular work, or secular job, become something that would bind us.
我们都有自己锦绣的前程、美好的计划。
And we all have wonderful plans concerning our future.
但是以神家兴亡为己任的人
but those who are mindful of the rise and fall of the house of God.
当神家有需要的时候，我可以把我一切的需要放在一边。
When the need rises in the house of God, all of my personal needs come under its order.
他是一个 在世界但是却不属于世界的人。
And again, he is a man in the world, but not of the world.
所以他在听到这个消息的时候，他在神的面前祷告。
So when he heard these words, he began to pray.
他说：“神啊，求你让我在王的面前蒙恩。”英文的翻译都说：“求你让我在这个人面前蒙恩。”
And so he prayed, Lord, that I may find favor before this man.
那个王不光只是一个 king， 他是一个 emperor， 他是一个帝国的地主。
And this king, he is the emperor of that entire land.
是波斯帝国的地主。
He is the supreme of the land of Persia.
当尼希米祷告的时候，他说：“求神让我在这个人面前蒙恩。”
But Nehemiah, as he prayed, he says, "Lord, may I find favor before this man."
因为他碰到了至高的主，至高的权柄。
Because he is in the presence of the Most High God.
我每次如果有机会去职场分享的时候，我一定跟弟兄姊妹讲：“神是你的大老板。”
And every time I share with brothers and sisters, I always remind you, God is your boss.
不管你的老板好还是坏。
It doesn't matter whether your current boss at work, whether he's good or bad.
不管老板对你公平还是不公平，你的老板是神。
Whether he's fair or not, you need to recognize your true boss is God.
这是我过去十几年在西湖上班里面最大的安慰和平安。
And the many days when I was still working a secular job, that was my greatest comfort.
我每天照样上下班，但是我们是在王的面前过生活。
Every single day I went to work, but I knew I was living in the presence of my king.
我们在世界不属于这个世界。
I am in this world, but I do not belong to this world.
这是希伯来书说的是这个世界不配有的人。
What Hebrew tells us that we are not worthy. This world is not worthy of us.
我跟你讲，白宫不配拥有你。
I will tell you, even the White House is not worthy of you.
如果你真的是为至高者活着的话。
If you truly live for the Most High.
地上没有一个王配得我们。
There is not a single office in this land that is worthy of you.
不是往脸上贴金
啊。I am not just patting ourselves on the back.
这是圣经上神的话。
These are the very words of God.
这些人是世界不配有的人。
These are the people that the world is not worthy of.
第三件事情。
And thirdly,
他是关心神家见证，以神家新王为己任的人。
And he is a person that cares for the house of God, who, that the rise and the fall of the house of God matters to him.
你知道这些在王面前侍候的人，你再心情不好都得强颜欢笑。
You need to recognize that these people who are serving in the presence of the emperor, doesn't matter how he feels, he needs to put on a smile.
情绪有传染性的阿爸们。
We know that our emotions and our mood is contagious, right?
不信的话。你今天带着臭脸回家试试看。
If you don't believe me, when you go home with a low countenance, a sad countenance.
或是你今天回家带着喜乐、快乐、服侍人、爱人的心回家，你看看会不会不一样
？Or go home rejoicing, happy, willing to help and serve people. Let's see if there'd be a difference.
你一定看得出不一样。
You will find that there's a difference.
所以那天当尼希米去王的面前的时候
，So that day when Nehemiah approached the emperor.
王说：“看你好好的，没生病，你为什么满脸愁容
？”So I look at you, you look very good. How come you look the sad countenance on your face?
那是可以被杀头的，你知道吗
？And someone could be beheaded because of that.
尼希米告诉他说：“我祖宗所在的城被火焚烧，百姓遭大难，受凌辱，我岂能没有愁容呢
？”And he said to the emperor, "The my nation, my people, the people are under great reproach. How can I not be sad?"
我跟你说哈，如果要有人来帮忙耶路撒冷重建城墙
，if someone is to come and help to rebuild the city walls，
尼希米是可以找千百个理由说不是我。
Nehemiah would have thousands of reasons to say I'm not the right one。
他想我那么远
，I'm so far away，
我怎么回去？
How do I get back there?
我是在王面前，他天天要喝酒，我怎么走得开
？I'm in the presence of this emperor, serving this king. He wants to drink every day. How could I leave my job?
我们连个退休会都不能请假，你就晓得这件事多难了，对不对
？You recognize it's difficult to even take a vacation or the day off for the Labor Day conference. You realize how difficult it is for him.
他可以对他们说：“哦，我为你们祷告。
”He could very easily say, "Oh, I will pray for you guys."
他也可以跟 这几个人讲，他说不要灰心，在神没有难成的事。
And he can say to these people who brought him the bad news, oh, do not be discouraged. Nothing is impossible with God.
弟兄姊妹，对一个没有心的人，他永远可以找到借口。
And for someone who does not have heart, he can always find an excuse.
你看，在路加福音里面，这个十四章，主人大摆宴席。
In Luke chapter 14, we see that there's a great banquet.
这个。德雄说只要有请吃的他一定到、
Our brother Anthony says that whenever anyone has food he will be there
这主大摆宴席
When there's a banquet here
然后去找人的时候
And then he went to gather people into this banquet
你就看到各式各样的借口我买了一块地
And you see all sorts of excuses Oh I just purchased a plot of land
我不能去
I cannot go
另外一个人说我买了五对牛
And another person says I have five cattle that I just purchased
我不能去
I cannot go
另外一个说我刚娶了新娘
And
我不能去
Another person says I just got married I cannot go
财富可以成为我们的借口我们的工作那个牛是他们的职场是他的工作我不能去爱情家庭我不能去都有理由
Our wealth, our work, our romance, our familyThey all become excuses why I cannot go.
所以尼西米要找个理由太容易。我已经是第五代的 ABC 了。
As the Nehemiah can very easily say, I'm the fifth generation American-born Chinese.
哎，我们不应该讲 ABC， 应该讲 SBC 哈，这个圣灵重生的基督徒啊。Spirit-born Christian.
Spirit-born Christian. I'm fifth generation spirit-born Christian.
我已经是第五代，干嘛叫我回去
？I'm a fifth generation here in Babylon. Why do you want me to come back?
我又在这么远。
I'm so far away.
我一个人，他们都不认识我，我怎么样子能够做
？I'm all by myself. They don't know me. How can I lead them?
就是因为他所有的理由都是对的。
All of his excuses, they're good excuses.
今天我们很多的理由是强词夺理。
A lot of time when we make excuses, they're terrible ones.
但是这个人是以神家兴亡为己任，二话不说他就求神开路。
But this man, his heart was concerning the rise and fall of the house of God.
这关键不在于我能不能，而是我愿不愿意。
He begins to pray. It has nothing to do whether he is able. It has everything to do with whether he is willing.
关键还不在于我现在能做什么，而是我到底是怎样的人。
It's not a matter of what he can do, but what manner of person he is.
我是不是真的爱神，在乎他的见证，在乎他旨意的通行
？Do I genuinely love God? Do I really care about God's will being done?
你真在乎，你不会批评神家的，你会为神家祷告的。
If you really care about the house of God, you wouldn't criticize the house of God. You would pray.
你会把自己的肩膀放进来，一起扛台见证的。
You would bring forth your shoulder.And say, let me bear that load.
你会起来补破口，不会在那里批评的。
And you would rise up to fill the gaps. You would not criticize about those gaps.
斯派克弟兄说，你任何一个人只要信主一段年日，你进到教会可以找出所有的问题。
Brother Spark says that when you just become a Christian, a newly born Christian, in a few days you can find problems in God's house.
神家今天需要的不是来找毛病、找问题的人。
And God do not need people who can identify problems.
神家是需要有人看见破口，把破口堵起来的。
God needs those who are willing to rise. When they see the problem, they will go and fill that gap.
这是一个爱神与神家兴亡为己任的人。
And these are people that love God and that cares about the house of God.
就不要再讲人在江湖身不由己了。
And to not ever say again, I'm in the world, I'm helpless.
尼西米真的就是在江湖身不由己的人。
Nehemiah truly lives in the world. He really has no power concerning his days, how he wants to live his days.
但是他却回来了。
But yet he came back.
他带了这么大的改变。
And he brought about such a great change.
第四个，他是一个非常有属灵洞见，而且采取具体行动的人。
Fourthly, he is a man of spiritual insight, a man of actions.
王问他要干什么，他把事情讲得清清楚楚的。
When the king asked for a plan, he gave him his plan, very detailed plan.
所以有人说基督徒不需要做任何 plan， 这也是错误的。
And it is wrong for people to say that Christians we don't need a plan for anything.
我们不是靠自己聪明在这里做计划。
Well, we cannot plan according to our own understanding.
我们的计划是祷告出来的。
Our plans need to come out of prayer.
该怎么做？他全部都已经祷告得清清楚楚了。
How is he supposed to do this? He prayed through already.
所以王问他的时候，他把需要的资源、需要的支持、需要对仇敌可能的攻击，他通通都想过了。
And when the king asked him concerning, he had thought through. He prayed through everything concerning the resources, the material, and even they may be under the attack of the enemy.
所以他是有属灵眼光跟远见的一个人。
And he's a man of spiritual insight.
但是他绝对不是说说谈谈，他是可以采取 具体行动的。
But he doesn't just merely talk about his plan. He is a man with actions.
我每次想到底波拉的时代，我就很同情底波拉。
And every time I think about the time of Deborah, I really empathize.
非常同情，整个国家仇敌来攻击。
The entire nation was under the attack.
弟兄们不知道躲到哪里去了。
All the brothers, they all hid. All the men.
底波拉不想站在那个位置上，她必须在那里为神家扛起责任、啊。
Deborah did not want to stand the position of being a judge, but she needs to stand there to bear the shoulder, the burden for the house of God.
但是她还是守住地位，把巴拉年轻的巴拉叫出来。
But she also built up and lifted up Barak.
当她在这里把负担传给整个以色列百姓的时候
，And when she gave this burden to the entire people of Israel,
那么多人。观望不肯出兵
，and so many people were just watching. They did not want to send forth their men.
有的守在自己的港口，有的坐在自己的船上，准备做生意，都不肯出兵。
And some people were at the shore. Some people were even still on their merchant ships. Nobody wanted to come forth to fight.
而我读到流便支派的时候，是让我最痛苦的。
And when we read about the tribe of Reuben, I felt the worst.
他说流便支派有很多心中设大谋、谋大略的人，是非常有远见的人。
And the tribe of Reuben had many people who had grand plans of grandeur.
他们却在溪水旁，在羊圈里听着笛声，听着人家吹笛的声音。
But yet they were in their brooks among the sheep and hearing the sound of music.
说说谈谈罢了。
And they just talked about what they heard the happenstance.
评头论足罢了。
And they just talked about what's going on.
一个指头都不敢动。
And they didn't even lift a finger.
弟兄姊妹，这是神家很让人寒心的事情，它真的发生在众教会里面。
Brothers and sisters, this causes great grief in the house of God. We see that in the house of God.
教会为什么不这样？教会为什么不那样？当教会做的时候，你在哪里
？And what there was, the people would say, "How come the church didn't do this? How come the church didn't do that?"
如果神把负担给你，你就去做，带着大家做。
When the church was moving, where were you? If God is moving the church this way, then lead people along to move along.
尼希米不仅是有属灵远见的人，他是采取行动的。
And again, Nehemiah, he is not simply a man of insight, spiritual insight. He's a man of actions.
他不光千里而回。
He not only came back from thousands of miles away.
圣经上告诉我们，他夜间起来查看城墙被毁坏的情形。
The scripture tells us that in the middle of the night, he got up and went around to see the condition of the wall.
他应该是睡觉的，但他起来沿溪去看每一个城墙毁坏的情形。
It is a time when everybody sleeps, but he gets up. He goes and examines the condition of the walls.
他对仇敌的工作和神家目前的情形有第一手而且准确的了解。
He has a first-hand and an accurate knowledge of what the enemy has done in the condition of the house of God.
这是身为领袖的我们需要知道的。
And brothers, if we are leaders in God's house, we need to be like this.
你是爸爸妈妈，你知道你是儿女们属灵的情形吗？
If you are a parent, do you know the condition of your children?
多少孩子上了大学完全变了。
And so many kids, when they go off to college, they're completely changed.
他不是去那里才变，他是在家里面就已经被仇敌掳掠，我们不知道了。
I will tell you this. He did not change after he gone to college. He's already been a captive by the enemy while he was still at home.
尼希米夜间起来查看城墙毁坏的情形。
Nehemiah rose up in the dead of night. He went and examined the walls.
他对神家属灵情形有第一手的了解。
He had a first-hand understanding of the condition of those walls.
第五个。
Fifthly.
他不仅是一个很刚强、很勇敢的，好，你读尼希米记你就知道他是很刚强、很勇敢。
You can see through reading Nehemiah that he is a man who was bold and courageous.
但是他是一个用生命和爱。来服侍神百姓的人。
But he's also a man who served the people with patience and with love.
你才发现重建城墙跟仇敌的攻击中突然插进了第五章。
And you discover that in the process of rebuilding the walls and the enemy's attack, chapter 5 emerged.
讲到尼希米在那里帮那些受苦被卖为奴为婢的那些穷人在那里替他们说话。
And Nehemiah rose up to speak on behalf of those who were poor who had sold their children to be slaves.
责备那些敛财为主，在那里欺压百姓的这些贵族，叫他们退还他们的钱。
He rebuked the nobles, the rich, and said, "You need to get back Give back to them the money and the slaves that you've taken.
让他们恢复他们的神儿女们的身份。
That they may be restored unto their the possession and their stature.
他自己十二年不拿薪水。
And for 12 years, he says, I did not take a salary.
因为当省长可以随便定税的。
To be a governor in those days, he could exercise tax however much he wanted.
你要付我多少钱？你要付我多少钱？你要付我多少钱？他通通不拿。
You're gonna pay me this much. You should pay me this much. He didn't take any of it.
而且他每天杀自己的牛羊，招待150个人在他家里吃饭。
So every single day he took from his own flock to feed 150 men.
你不要跟我说，哎，余弟兄，我有那么多钱，我也会啊。
And you say, oh, Pastor, you, I have a lot of money. I think I could do that too.
每天150个人吃饭，我家请五个人都有问题。
To feed 150 men each day, I have trouble feeding 5 people a day.
不管你能够请多少人。
It doesn't matter how many people can.
我现在要讲的是，他这个人是用生命和爱来服侍。
The point that I want to make is that he's a man who serves with love and patience.
他非常像保罗，其实也很像耶稣哈。
He's a lot like Paul. He is actually a lot like Jesus.
严格起来，严父。
And when he is stern, he is absolutely stern.
慈祥起来，慈母。
And when he is kind, he is absolutely loving.
我跟你讲，尼西米的严格。你在我身上看不到，我至少没有对你这样。
And the sternness of Nehemiah, you probably won't see in Pastor Yu's life.
他看到这些弟兄姊妹跟外邦人结婚，他去抓人家头发打人家的。
And when he see the people intermarry with the people of the land, he would grab them by the hair and beat them.
依靠耶和华的，像锡安山永不动摇。我都已经抓到这了，他都不动。
Those who wait upon the Lord are like the mountain that will not be shaken. Pastor Yu tries to shake me, but I would not be moved.
他以前举重几乎代表去参加奥运队的，我哪里敢惹他
？Let's just keep going.
所以我说他是一个用爱来服侍神百姓的。
He's a man who serves the people of God with love.
他严格严格的不得了。
When he is stern, he is absolutely stern.
啊，他把那个。多比亚的家具，居然祭司把圣殿的这个房间空出来，给多比亚去放家具。
The high priest actually emptied a room for Tobiah to come and put his furnishing there.
他回来把它全部丢出去。
He came back and he threw it all out of the temple.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个用生命服侍的人。
And this is a man who serves with his life.
今天我们软到我们妥协，很多事情妥协，不敢说实话。
And we are so soft, we're so gentle to the extent that we dare not to speak the truth in love.
我们有时候又严到不是为主严，我们在这里发脾气，让人家怕我们。
And sometimes we're so stern, we're not really stern coming from the Lord, and people become they're fearful of us.
尼希米严格是为了神家的纯正，为了神的心而严格。
And Nehemiah, he was stern, he was steadfast because he wanted to.Uphold the purity of the house of God.
他柔软有爱，是对的需要软弱的弟兄姊妹，有需要的弟兄姊妹。
He was soft, he was gentle, because he was facing the needs of those who were in need.
第六个，他能够传递使命。
Sixthly, he was able to pass on a commission.
然后带领百姓一起来扭转局面。
And he would lead the people together to turn the tide.
所以，当领袖最大的挑战还不在于我们怎么样子来分配工作，哈，能够让大家各尽其职。
The greatest challenge of being a leader is not just the ability to delegate the responsibility that everybody would do what they're supposed to do.
领袖非常需要知道神所要的是什么。
These leaders, as leaders, we need to know what God wants.
而他能够把这个使命感传给他的同工们。
And he's able to pass on this vision, this commission to the people.
所以交代工作、分配工作还不是最大的挑战。
Delegation is not the greatest challenge.
而是把使命感给别人。
But they would catch this mission.
我们为什么要有整洁组？为什么要有招待组？为什么要有饭食组？
Why do we have a cleaning team? Why do we have an usher team? Why do we have a people who take care of meals?
都有使命在背后的。
But there is a mission behind every one of these services.
神家没有一件事情只是一件事情。
I would say again, there's not a single thing in the house of God. It's just merely something.
它都跟生命、跟使命发生关系。
Everything has something to do with life, has something to do with God's commission for us.
它是生命的彰显，它是使命的落实。
It is the manifestation of this life, is the pathway where we actualize this life.
所以我们参加退休会说到三件事情。第一个，在神的山上有预备，我们要来领受神给我们的祝福。
And every time we come to these conferences, we recognize that on the mount of the Lord, God has His provisions.
第二个是我们属灵的 checkpoint 检视点。来检视我们属灵的生命还有跟神的关系有没有进步
Secondly, it is a checkpoint for us. Well, how have I improved concerning my spiritual walk and my relationship with God?
第三个就是享受肢体的生活活出身体的见证
Thirdly, to enjoy the bodily life, to give testimony of what this body looks like.
我们不光享受见到面我们一起吃饭聊天我们关怀的喜乐
We're not only just enjoying the fact that we could see each other, we could have a meal together, we could be happy together.
我们也是活出了身体的见证
But we are living out the witness and the testimony of this body.
我们能够在这里彰显出一个身体该有的情形
To come and display the naturala characteristic of this bodily life.
所以尼希米在这里非常重要的一件事情。
Something very important Nehemiah has done.
他在这里能够把负担传给神的儿女们。
And again, he was able to pass on this burden to the people of God.
等一下我们的另外一个点也会讲到哈，他能够动员所有神的儿女们一起起来。
And again, we'll come to this point where he mobilized the entire people of God to do this work.
最后一个点。
The last point.
讲到他对仇敌非常的警醒、谨守、不妥协。
That he is absolutely keen and an alert concerning what the enemy is doing, and he will not compromise.
对仇敌外面的攻击，他非常警醒。
What the enemy is doing surrounding them, he's very aware.
对他自己，他非常的谨守。
And he kept himself very alert.
他不让自己松懈。
He did not allow himself to just casually be loose.
对所有的诡计，仇敌的诡计，他都不妥协的。
And he did not compromise concerning any of the schemes of the enemy.
好，这是讲了尼希米七件事情啊。
And the seven characteristics of Nehemiah.
我当初在列这七件事情的时候，我里面有个 dilemma， 有个矛盾。
I had a dilemma within me as I was looking at these seven characters.
因为他不止这七个。
Because he had more than these seven.
但是我列再多的话，很多弟兄姊妹觉得，那我不是尼希米。
And if I keep going, many of you would probably say, "Oh, I'm not Nehemiah."
我们不仅放弃了
，We'll probably just give up.
连我自己该守的职分都放弃了，因为我不是。
Even the role that we can play, we're going to give up because, "Oh, I don't fit."
更糟糕的是，回头来批评神家的领袖，余弟兄，你看你自己就不是。
And then, even worse, we'll turn around and ridicule the servants of God and say, "Pastor, you're not like that."
但是弟兄姊妹，我刚刚讲的这七个点，你觉得重不重要
？And these seven characters that I described to you, are they important?
有哪一个是可以少的
can he not have any one of those?
今天一个健康的教会需不需要这七个点
A healthy church, do we need all seven of these points?
所以我们这里就算没有尼希米
Now let's say we do not have a Nehemiah here.
其实主耶稣是我们最伟大的尼希米
Because Jesus, he himself is our greatest Nehemiah.
真的，他真的是最伟大的
He is the greatest Nehemiah.
那就算我们没有，但是我们用身体的原则
Let's say we do not have one person that is like Nehemiah, but with the principle of the body.
可能这个弟兄有两个点，那个弟兄有三个点，这个姊妹有一个点，我们把它加起来。
This person has a couple of points. That brother has two or three points. And this sister, she has these qualities, and we add them together.
让所有刚才这些美好的特质在神家里面清楚的看见，清楚的进功用。
And then we can begin to witness and see that in the house of God they do exist.
这个叫做重建城墙。
This is what is meant by rebuilding the walls.
我们一起起来把它恢复过来。
We together come and restore these walls.